for a tragedy to happen like that down in Wrangell, you know, definitely doesn't just impact the community of Wrangell. It impacts the community of Southeast.
A suicide prompts community soul searching in Wrangell. Winter music concerts in the Upper Lynn Canal and Skagway Panther Volleyball qualifies for state at the regionals.
Good kids doing good things. There's just nothing wrong with that.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Byrne Power. These stories and more coming up after this news.
An Anchorage elementary principal has been named the state's new education commissioner. Michael Hanley will replace Larry Ledoux, who resigned last month when Governor Sean Parnell asked for resignations from all commissioners appointed by his predecessor, Sarah Palin. Alaska's education commissioner is recommended to the governor by the State Board of Education and Early Development. The Education Board decided not to advertise for the position, according to Education Department spokesman Eric Fry. Parnell appointed Hanley's selection on Friday. Hanley has been principal at Kincaid Elementary School since 2005 and taught in the Anchorage School District since 1991. He has bachelor's and master's degrees in education from the University of Alaska, Anchorage. The State Education Department oversees public schools, the Division of Libraries, Museums, and Archives, the State Council on the Arts, and the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. The department also runs Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. Wrangell High School continues to offer support services following a student's recent suicide. The tragedy is bringing renewed calls for awareness of the issue around Southeast Alaska. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The young woman took her life November 30th, and word quickly spread through the 2,000-person island community. School began the next day with an assembly where students were informed of the incident. Principal Monty Bunis says high schoolers were given a chance to respond and grieve.
We let the kids write on poster boards to the student, and then we had kids write on balloons and walked outside and had a balloon release activity, and then we had kids down in the commons most of the morning, but by lunchtime of that day, we had kids at least report back to their classes. For those kids that needed to have some sort of sense of kind of a normal day.
Counselors and members of the faith community helped students who wanted to talk, and a weekend drama debate meet scheduled for the school was canceled, though wrestlers went ahead with plans to attend a competition in another town.
The school has just tried to work through the individual student issues and just try to keep as much normalcy in the school as we can. Obviously those first couple of days were very difficult, we're just watching after our kids to make sure that they're doing okay.
The school was somewhat back to normal by Monday. Bunis says Wrangell's response, including counselors from Alaska Island Community Services, churches, and individuals, helped students and staff get there.
When something like this happens, it's absolutely gut-wrenching, not only to the school community, but to the community at large. So there's been an outwelling of support for us. From the community, they've been really good about working with our kids and helping our kids.
A student suicide is not a common event in the region, but it's not as rare as anyone would hope. Wilbur Brown is suicide prevention manager for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.
For a tragedy to happen like that down in Wrangell, you know, it definitely doesn't just impact the community of Wrangell, it impacts the community of Southeast. One could go so far as to say this affects the whole state when something like this happens, and, you know, which comes back to our belief of one is too many.
One is too many is the name of a regional campaign to raise awareness about suicide and spread the word about programs that can help. Brown says young people and anyone else in crisis need to know others care and are willing to provide assistance.
This is something that, you know, you don't have to keep a secret. Talk to an adult. Talk to somebody you trust. Talk to somebody. Reach out for help. You know, this is a complicated issue for all of us to deal with, and there's really no cut and dry answer to how we can deal with this in our communities except to reach out and talk to other people.
Search offers a toll-free line, 1-877-294-0074, for anyone needing help. The state runs a similar care line at 1-877-266-HELP. A number of agencies offer prevention programs for police, teachers, healthcare providers, and other community members. Brown says his organization is among those providing a program teaching communication skills needed in crisis situations.
One of the things that we offer is the Gatekeeper program, which is a training just to help the communities understand that they can talk to somebody who is feeling suicidal, and they can talk to somebody who is, you know, struggling at that moment in time, and that they don't have to freak out about it.
A statewide report shows Southeast with some of Alaska's lowest per capita suicide numbers, but prevention advocates say any numbers are too high. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.
The Alaska governor and his wife opened their home in Juneau to the public Wednesday for the governor's annual Christmas and holiday open house. More than 24,000 cookies are being made for the event, and more than 100 pounds of fudge and chocolate will be served. Members of the governor's cabinet and staff will serve hot apple cider and treats to people waiting in line outside. Governor Sean Parnell and First Lady Sandy Parnell opened their home to visitors Wednesday, December 8th, 3 to 6 p.m.
Attention local music aficionados. The Haines School will be presenting its 512 holiday concert Wednesday, December 8th at 7 p.m. Christina Mulready explains.
On Wednesday, we will have all the bands and choirs. So we have sixth grade choir and the high school choir, and then grades 5 through 12 band.
There was another event a few days ago.
That was the elementary Christmas extravaganza play run by Teresa Land, and they did a fabulous job. So that was the opener of the season. She does a big Christmas program every year with all the grades, K through 4. For the beginners, the fifth graders, they'll be playing some tunes out of their book for their very first concert. And the last tune they'll play is a Christmas tune. Every group is playing a Christmas tune for their last tune. And they'll actually get to show off one group at a time by standing up and, you know, presenting their little melody. So it'll be a great photo op for the parents and a great way to hear specific students without having them be traumatized by a solo if that's not their thing. And then the sixth graders, they will be playing a song called Up on the Rooftop for their Christmas piece, and they'll be playing a couple others. And the junior high, the seventh and eighth grade band, their Christmas tune is Feliz Navidad, and they'll be playing two others, starting with Wind Chimes and then Campbell River Sketches. And the high school jazz band, they are starting and ending with some cool jazz renditions of Christmas tunes. Their Christmas tunes are Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Holly Jolly Christmas. Then they're playing a couple of standards, Basin Street Blues, and another tune, Anything Goes, which was featured in the Indiana Jones movie, I think it's Temple of Doom. It was in the opening scene of that. And the concert band, they will be playing some. Their concert piece is Holiday Cheers, which is a medley of a few different well-known Christmas tunes, and so a couple of pieces that were choral pieces that have been scored for band that they sound beautiful on. Most of them in that band are in choir, so it's a really good fit of music for them. So, and it's a great way to celebrate with the community. That's why I hope a lot of the community comes out and supports the kids. They've all worked really hard on these pieces. They sound fantastic, and you know, I just want them to be able to share their gifts with everyone. So if people can come on down, I really hope they come down. The concert should run right about at an hour. So it's not an outrageous amount of time, and you know, if you have the time, I hope people come. It is at 7 o'clock this coming Wednesday, and it will be in the small gym at school.
Also, don't miss the Skagway School's winter concert, December 14th at 6:30 p.m. This is Burn Power for KHNS News.
Skagway Panthers volleyball players have a state title in mind after qualifying for state at their regional tournament last week. The team placed second at regionals in Thorne Bay, which puts them in the championship schedule at the state meet in Anchorage later this week. Jeff Thielbar is Skagway School District Superintendent.
Well, they really feel great about it. You know, it's, they went to state last year in volleyball, and then they're going again this year, so it's kind of a good trend to start. And good kids doing good things. There's just nothing wrong with that.
Klawock took the number one spot among 1 and 2A schools in the region. The Chieftains didn't exactly sneak up on the Panthers. They've been the team's toughest competition this year and are the defenders of the 1 and 2A state title. The Skagway girls were runners-up to last year's champions, though. It was their first year to play on the winner's side of the bracket at state after spending 2 years prior playing in the consolation round. The girls head straight to Anchorage for the state tournament from Thorne Bay, where they played regionals. They don't play until December 9th, though, which means lots of homework in the meantime, says Thielbar.
Our kids aren't even going to return to school. They, by the time they got out of there on the ferry schedules and those kind of things and flew in, they flew into Juneau. Well, if they would have caught the ferry to here, they would have had to take it right back again to catch the ferry to go back to Juneau to go out and fly to Anchorage. Our kids aren't even returning.
Panthers girls play New Stuyahawk in their first state game of 2010 at 3:45 p.m. on Thursday, December 9th in Anchorage.
This is Bern Power and Tara Bicknell for KHNS News, reporting for KHNS.